Professor, how do you describe the current state of global economy? How likely are we to see a double-dip recession in the near future?
The current economic situation globally is fragile, and in some parts of the world, especially Europe and the United States, it's frightening.
And some analysts say that they are more concerned with the global economy now even than they were at the start of the financial crisis in 2008. Do you agree with that?
No, I think it's an incomplete way of describing what happened in 2008. 2008, in fact 2007, a major crisis set in, which was the leverage of the world economy, especially in the United States and in Europe. But that contraction, which subsequently followed, that contraction hasn't stopped. In other words, what has set in 2007, 2008, hasn't ended. And there was only this optimism, because equity markets went up in 2009 and 10, that it was all over. It isn't. It's not a double dip. It is still the first dip.
What are the current areas of concern in the economy? Is national debt the ticking time bomb? And is out of control spending also a problem that can explode any time?
I think that the core issues are the leverage of, that is the debt of sovereign states, and the fragility of the banking system, especially in the United States and in Europe, more in Europe than in the United States.
And what do you think? Are we entering in a U-shaped recovery, or W-shaped, or L-shaped? What's your idea?
We are not yet in a recovery. We are currently trying to clean up our policy making, best to be seen in the struggle in the United States about the debt ceiling and the special committee trying to solve the longer term issues in government finance in the United States, which all has to do with entitlement, Medicare, etc. And in Europe, there is this big discussion about how we can have a disciplined Eurozone while we do not have a political union. In other words, while countries have budget sovereignty, how can we have a unified monetary policy?
And what tools are still available to global leaders to stimulate the economy? I mean, with so many tools exhausted, what are your prescription for governments in terms of creating growth?
I think face up to the facts, prevent economic and financial illiteracy at leadership level, so make sure that everybody understands what is at stake. And I believe that there is no hiding. This needs to be done together. This requires extreme coordination, much like in 2008. And I hope that's forthcoming in the next few weeks.